City Talk 105.9 official podcasts online at citytalk.fm. City Talk 105.9. Bloke Talk with Duncan Barks.
This is a man's world. But it would be nothing.
It is the weekend and it's Bloke Talk here on the Voice of Liverpool, City Talk 105.9. I'm Duncan, and it's good to be back, actually, because Will Batchelor, who I need to thank, was doing Bloke Talk last week, so it's nice to be back here. Toby is here as normal. You're right there, Tobes?
I've got my husky voice on for Valentine's Day.
yeah, happy Valentine's Day, Toby. And the female who normally has the husky voice is absent this week.
Yeah.
And that's kind of interesting because, yeah, still I get emails from people saying it's not right having a woman on Bloke Talk.
Really?
It's not right. I had one during the week.
Well,
it's not right.
We're pleasing them for Valentine's Day. Everything's all about Valentine's Day.
And I like to think of us as being quite modern, you know, which is why we normally have Laura here. Anyway, Laura's not here. So we welcome to the Bloke Talk fold Matt Wilkins.
I think my voice is actually higher pitched than Laura's.
Yes. Yes, you're right.
And you're a bona fide disc jockey, aren't you? And
supposedly so, yeah.
Yeah, another radio station operates here in the City Radio Tower, which is Radio City, and you're joining us for 1 week, which is it's lovely to have you here. I know nothing about you, Matt.
Really?
Does Toby know anything about you? Do you know anything about Matt?
I know,
you
know too
Matt?
Much.
You probably know too much, I was going to say, don't you?
Yeah. Have you seen...
And I don't think I can tell my favourite story about Matt, to be honest with you.
I don't think anybody can.
Is it sordid?
It's not sordid, it's just probably quite embarrassing and not for daytime radio.
Yeah, well, this
or pretty
is,
much
this is
any
nighttime.
Time radio. I don't think it's
is
for it, any
is
time
Is this
radio.
The one to do with an ex-girlfriend?
Yes, it is.
Okay, that one.
Put it this way, he was going out with a young lady. Can I say this? Do you mind me saying this? I'll put it nicely.
Go on, put it nicely.
Until he was going out with her until he found her on a website.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah. What kind of website? Was it a dating website?
I believe it was it was an escort website.
Yeah, yeah.
Fantastic.
I know.
Yeah.
How long had you been going out with her for before that?
No, it wasn't that long, actually. I mean, the truth is I was set up with her by a friend of hers who then rang me up and said...
A pimp? no.
Who then said, oh, by the way, have a look at this website. I'm really sorry. So, well, yeah, it was about 8-9 weeks, really.
And how long ago was that?
Long enough.
Yeah. And that is definitely my favorite. It's a good story.
That's
isn't
a great
it? Good
story.
Good way to start Bloke Talk, I think.
But I've got loads of questions, and a lot of them are related to the fact that how long did the relationship go on for, did you say?
No, it was 8 or 9 weeks. It wasn't long.
You got past the holding hand stage.
Yeah, we were past the holding hand stage.
So she was, you know, quite. Good.
Universal bloke sign language of.
She was.
Do you know what? She was actually a lovely girl.
Yeah.
She was lovely.
So, did you just dump her, or did you confront her?
We just drifted apart. I didn't really say much. Yeah. I just stopped calling.
Yeah.
Or emailing.
Did you get into the habit of checking your wallet every time you left her flat?
Oh,
that's a great story. I never knew that. I've learned something in the first opening moments of Bloke Talk. Anyway, Matt, welcome, and thank you for stepping into the breach for the absence.
Apologies if you didn't want that story to come out.
It's great.
Thank you for that. Now,
stuff we need to do. We've got loads of stuff to do this week, because, of course, if you're listening to this live on Saturday night, then hello. It is Valentine's night. And that kind of suggests if you're listening to this show right now live, then chances are you're not with someone, because you wouldn't kind of like put on Bloke Talk whilst you're having a candlelit dinner for two, would you?
I don't know.
Let's be honest.
Depends,
no, you
depends what you're expecting.
You
might be expecting a nice, subtle, romantic show, but, you know.
Yeah.
Candle,
they're going to be sorely disappointed.
Especially with your romantic husky voice tonight.
Exactly.
Toby.
Yeah.
Well,
put it on special.
I kind of got a solution, because if you're listening to this and you're unattached, and you're sitting at home alone, then we can help you, okay? Equally, if you've got this on and you are in a relationship and you want a bit of kind of like loving music and, you know, a bit of a kind of vibe going,
what have you done?
Then we can help you out as well. We think of everything here. So Bloke Talk, Valentine's Day night. If you're a little bit alone and you're kind of like, you know, you need a kind of, you know, need to feel the love, then throughout the best part of this hour, occasionally we're going to have just some flashes of romantic music. You could be sitting there over a lasagna right now,
beautiful,
gazing into your wife or girlfriend's eyes.
Is your lasagna, is that your romantic meal, what you cook on a Valentine's night?
Get it in the microwave, 5 minutes ping. You know, a bit of Paul Young comes on the radio. It works, doesn't it, you see?
So it's kind
of good. Anyway, so it is Valentine's Day night. We're going to have moments of romantic music for those who are maybe, you know, getting down to it, i.e. celebrating Valentine's Day night. Or if you're listening to this and you don't have a date and you're single and you're home alone, then kind of, you know, you can join in. You can feel the love in the Bloke Talk
studio. Are you a fan of Valentine's Day generally, though, or do you think it's just commercialised rubbish?
I think it's rubbish. I think it's another opportunity to sell things to people.
Precisely.
And I'll tell you what I have got. Well, go on.
I was going to say, do you think there are blokes out there that do really enjoy it? Are you a Valentine?
No, I think as a bloke, the pressure is really on you to impress on Valentine's, isn't it? It's not. The pressure's not on the girls.
I think it depends on the woman, because there's a certain kind of woman who uses it as an opportunity to really kind of give the bloke a hard time. Does that make sense?
Turn the thumb screws.
You know, and I'm not talking about the kind of hard time that we all might enjoy in this studio. I'm talking about the kind of hard time where it's just kind of like, don't think much of the card.
No, well, like you see,
I don't like this restaurant. You know, that's what happens.
I'm quite lucky, I have to say, because Pee-Pee, by the way, is the Bloke Talk name for my current squeeze.
Okay, Pee-Pee.
In case you're not aware. Yeah.
Have you been out on your bike recently with Pee-Pee?
No, not since last time.
Not on your tandem.
So we will be going again at some point. But but she sort of said to me, oh, I'm not that bothered. So, but then when I told someone else, when I was talking to my boss about it, funnily enough, we were just talking about it before, and I said to him, she said she's not bothered, and he said, don't take that to mean she's not bothered.
He's experienced, he's a married man,
he's a
married man. Matt, what's your take on this? When you hear the sort of like, no, I'm not really that interested, don't go to any trouble, what does that really mean?
Well, that's test number one, isn't it? That's test number one, really.
Yeah.
So, have you not organised anything yet?
Don't tell me you've not booked a restaurant.
That's it. You're done already. If you've not booked a restaurant,
don't want it to go public.
You're not going to get anywhere now, are you?
Good point. You're going to, you know, don't forget. You've got to do something, Tobe. You really have got to do something.
Actually, go somewhere or do.
Well, no. I think going somewhere is overrated because all they do
is present enough.
Well, I think if you took the time, and we know about your flat.
Yes.
We now know that you've got more than one plate, so you could certainly cook her a meal. Okay, if you went to the trouble, if you cooked her a meal, that would mean a lot more to her.
Do you know what,
if you took her
the
out
number
somewhere.
Of times I've invited her over and she said, oh, I'm quite hungry, and I said, I will cook you something. She's the most fussy eater in the whole world. Now, here we go.
This is like chicken?
Well, let me just explain this, because the other day she came over and I was planning on cooking like a sort of Toby version of chicken arrabbiata.
All right, let's just stop for a second. Let's just put. When you tell these stories on the radio, you've got to have some colour to it, so we all understand what was going on. What night was this?
This was a
school night, work night.
No, I think it was a Sunday evening.
Sunday evening.
Yeah.
Okay,
and
you
she
texted.
Often...
Did you text?
No,
you're
going to
come
over.
She just came over.
She came over
uninvited.
Invited her over.
Yeah.
She normally has a roast dinner with her family at home on a Sunday.
Lunchtime.
So I expected her to have eaten.
Right.
And I was planning on cooking for myself a sort of chicken arrabbiata chopped up into small bits in pasta.
Yeah, with some onions and some tomatoes.
That makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah.
She, when she turned up, I said, oh, well, you know, you're more than welcome. She hadn't eaten. I said, you're more than welcome to have some. She just screwed up her face and said, chicken and pasta's wrong.
Really?
And I was like, nobody in the world thinks that. And I said, are you telling me if you went to a restaurant and saw chicken arrabbiata come with pasta? She said, well, that's different. It's at a restaurant. I mean, come on, that is ridiculous, isn't
that's
it?
That's a bit strange.
I said to her, that's ridiculous. I didn't really know what else to offer in the end.
Well,
so,
what are you going to cook her though? I think if you're not booked anywhere, Toby, then what you need to do is you need to work on something special.
Does she
like beef?
I don't know what she likes.
Do you know
anymore?
How to cook a steak?
I don't know how to cook a steak.
Nice bit of
rump. That's a bit manly though, isn't it?
What? Bit of steak, some salad, nice bottle of red, job's a good one.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you have sauce on this steak? Steak Diane?
Well, it could do if you want.
Peppercorn sauce?
Yeah, go to some trouble. I think you need to go to some trouble. Matt, what's your kind of... Yeah, so what would you suggest for Toby? Because this is an interesting predicament, isn't it?
Well, you see, when it comes down to cooking for people, I can't even remember one time that I've actually cooked anything beyond pasta for somebody, let alone a girl.
Pasta is one of my specialities.
It's your go-to menu, isn't it? Your emergency go-to food.
As it should be for everyone. So, it's so easy.
Yeah, well, you're done, my friend. You are done now.
Oh, no.
It is difficult because, of course, you know, if she listens to this, she might give away some surprises. But my advice to you as an old sage is to kind of at least get a card nice little gesture of a present. And if you're not going to go out anywhere, cook something at home. Or even they do these really good deals now. There's you know that shop round the corner, down the tower round the corner.
Yeah.
And they do these. You can eat two, eat for a tenner.
Oh, I've seen that.
Those offers are great.
Yeah.
Get some nice food in from that place. Nice food.
Still a bit stuck in the microwave though, isn't it?
Well, you can pretend, but it's a little bit posh, isn't it?
Let's get a bowl of roast.
Get some M&S food in, bottle of wine, all for a tenner. Job's a good one. Make the effort.
Or you can make her a mixtape. Remember those?
That's the sort of thing that you DJs would do, isn't it?
There you go. Yeah. Just put some romantic songs on it. There you go.
A mixtape. I used to have a crush on a girl I used to work with called, her name was Sam. What's her surname? It'll come to me in a second. And I used to make her lots of tapes. Because she was really into music.
Did you actually give them to her?
Yeah, I did, yeah. Yeah,
and she made
me one back. Oh, it's tragic.
Did she know you were into her?
Do you know, it's really. Do you want to hear the tragic story of Sam, the receptionist, where I used to work before I worked in radio? All right, I used to really, really fancy Sam. She was tall, she was blonde, she's a little bit cockney. She had that kind of like cheeky bubble into kind of like cockney accent, which I find a bit of a turn on. All right, so we were into music. We used to go out drinking a lot, Sam and I. We used to go out, she could really hold her ale and stuff. We used to have this, you know, a lot of kind of shared ground, but music was one of them. So I used to make her tapes, and she used to make me tapes. I was so sad. I used to listen to these tapes thinking, why has she put that song on?
What does it mean? You're turning into a girl.
What does it mean? Does she like me? And this is a really sad thing, okay, and I learned from this, is that she ended up going out of a bloke who was a mechanic where I was working, and then one night we arranged to go out, because we were quite matey. She said, why don't we go out for a few beers this Thursday? I said, brilliant. And we both got really badly drunk. It went pub to nightclub to like 1:30 in the morning waiting for a cab, and I said, oh, you guys, bloke, it's so sad. And she said, well, I just didn't think you were interested, so I moved on. Oh, my heart fell apart. Oh. Cue the Valentine's Day music. In need of Valentine's Day music for that loving feeling.
Miss Nelson.
I could have
And you should have
Sam.
Moved closer to Sam.
Yeah. It's a missed opportunity.
Oh, devastating.
Oh, amazing.
I feel sorry for you.
Yeah, but you
Where have you got all this ridiculous Valentine's Day music from anyway?
I've got a bargain. I don't mind sharing this with people. It is. You're like this, Matt, because you're a disc jockey. I was in Liverpool One during the week, and I got a 12-inch 80s Love.
12-inch Love?
I got it for a fiver. It was in a sale, and it's three CDs of like 80s Love songs, 12 inches. It's great. There's loads of stuff on there.
Oh,
but I just thought we'd offer a service
How
to people across Liverpool, North Wales, and North West England.
Are they actually extended play tracks?
Oh, yeah, they're really long.
Are they?
Do you remember 12 inches?
Vaguely.
Yeah,
the old back in the day.
The old Wiki War. You know, just put them on your Technics.
That's the one.
Yeah. This is for the lease. I mean, there's loads of them on here. I mean, and I just thought I'd do a service for people right across the Northwest. They're listening to this. They got us on and they're celebrating Valentine's Day at home. They get a nice bit of loving music every 10 minutes. What?
You went out and spent this money for the good of our listeners.
Yeah.
It was nothing to do
it's
with
called
wanting
production
it
values,
for your
Toby.
Long
One
journeys as you drive
about.
Down south. So, nothing to do with that.
That's what
lonely
doing.
On Saturday nights.
You'll end up in tears before you get to the M25.
You know, occasionally I might stick on with a Frankie Goes to Hollywood
tears
and the Power
get to
of
the
Love.
M60.
And just remember what could have been with Sam as...
Oh.
I had to pull off for the services in Warrington because I had a little cry.
Anyway, enough of that.
Nice! That was a moment. There was a moment.
There were, you'll know this. I had this in a pub quiz once. There were three songs...
Oh, dear.
No, hang on, let me get this right, because this was in the pub quiz, and I got it right, and I was so chuffed, but I really struggled with the third answer. The Power of Love is the title of a song, and it was a hit by three different acts in the 80s.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I could do two.
Yeah? Mm. Yeah?
Mm.
Okay, Frankie Goes to Hollywood.
Yeah.
The other one?
Huey Lewis.
And the other one?
Celine Dion.
No.
You see, it is a pop quiz question. Jennifer Rush. So there you are.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Not having you in my team, you're rubbish.
Celine Dion's done it as well, hasn't she?
Sure, not in the 80s.
Oh, maybe not. Yeah. Okay.
See, everyone always comes to me for the music quiz at the pub, and I drag them down.
Well, there's no point doing them anymore, because last time I went to a pub quiz, someone took in their iPhone. And it was like Bridges of England and Wales. They just go on the Google, Bridges of England and Wales. Yeah, looks like that one. Write it down. That's what everyone's doing. See, the old people don't cotton on to it. So they go, who are these young people? Anyway, we digress. Valentine's Day is today. And I've got something here. You know Lucy Pinder?
Yes.
This is my favourite Valentine's Day story. Humour me for a second. Lucy Pinder, who was in Celebrity Big Brother, she's fronting a campaign. She has been for the last 7 days of Energy Saving Week. Did you know that?
No.
And she launched Energy Saving Week, which climaxes today on Valentine's Day.
Humans to save energy, yeah. or
Hear me
do
out.
You mean like electric
She's urging
energy.
People to save electricity on Valentine's Day. This girl's a genius. She's going to go far. Her top tips for lovers include, you ready for this? If you're listening for this and your Valentine's Day evening's not going well, turning the bedroom lights out in favour of candlelight. That's energy saving. Sharing showers or baths. That's energy saving. And cuddling up in bed whilst turning the heating down. That's energy saving. Lucy,
can you imagine
Lucy Pinder,
it?
Thank you.
Can you imagine it? You've had your meal. You've listened to bloke talk.
Yeah.
You go up to bed. Things are progressing nicely. And you go, hang on a minute. Yeah. Just going to go nip and turn the heating down. Yeah. I don't think it's going to go down.
Don't make that mistake with pee-pee later on tonight. Whatever you do. Right, we'll come back in a few moments' time because we've got to continue our trend of weird food that we need to sample. I need to find out what happened last week and then we need to do this week's sampling. Matt, hope you've got a strong stomach. We'll come back in a few moments' time. It's City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool.
Bloke Talk with Duncan Barks. City Talk 105.9.
Now, listen, before we do the food stuff here, and I need an update on what happened last week when I wasn't here, I have a plea. I need to say thank you to people, and I have a plea. The thank you is to all of the people who download Bloke Talk, because we get really good numbers here, and there's a little bit of kind of rivalry going on within City Talk 105.9. And I found out a couple of days ago that at the moment, Bloke Talk is getting beaten by the City Surgery's gadget guru that you can hear Monday at midday. Okay, so now listen, I understand if you're into your technology, why you might want to download 60 Minutes of talking about iPods and plasma TVs and mobile phones. I can understand it, but it's not as good as this show.
I'm actually really upset by that.
So listen, tell a friend about Bloke Talk, and if possible, download this show at least 10 times, way it'll get the numbers
up. We should start doing Gadget Corner now. We've got food corner, gadget corner.
You know, we'll
tick
all of the boxes. But thank you for downloading it, because I know a lot of people download it and listen to it when they're on their way to work or doing something else. So that's you. Thank you. But please stop downloading this City Surgery thing. I mean, it's very good, and it's back midday on Monday, and we do City Surgeries throughout the whole course of the week. We have doctors, we have vets, we have finance people, we have all sorts of people. It's great. But, you know, I don't want to be beaten by a geek.
Listen to City Surgery Live and download us.
Yeah, that's good.
I'm not surprised it's the geeks that are doing most of the downloading, though. That's what they do.
That's got a good point.
Yeah. 24/7.
That's what geeks will be doing tonight, Valentine's Day night.
Oh, I did a good download.
Where's my mouse?
I can recommend a good website.
Right, food. Now, we've been doing this for the past few weeks. Yeah. She's not a gum tree, is she? So we've been doing this for the last few weeks where we've taken in turns to bring in different food. And I kicked it off with my my monumental pennywort herbal drink from China.
I used to remember that. Was weeks ago.
And the roasted squid
yes.
that you refused to touch because you're a big girl. In fact, you jumped into Laura's lap and cried.
Yeah.
Also had deep-fried Cadbury's cream eggs and Mars bars and stuff. And Iron Brew. We've done
it wasn't
that.
Wasn't brilliant.
You did a brilliant one, didn't you? I think in the second week where you got some great stuff from the Pacific Rim that we enjoyed.
Pokey.
What?
Pokey.
Pokey. We had some pokey. Last week I wasn't here, but it was my turn and I actually gave to Will, who presented Bloke Talk. I gave him the stuff.
Yeah.
Now I managed to actually secure, I was gutted I missed this, for the Bloke Talk team. First out of the barrel.
Yeah.
Possibly. Something by the people who do the Indian kind of beer, Cobra. And they had a new one on the market, and they sent us a bottle
water
to try. And what was it like?
I really liked it. It was very strong. It was 8%.
Laura
was drunk after six sips.
Oh, I missed that.
Which was quite amusing.
Did you get a bit flirty and flighty and loose?
Well, you know what she's like when Will's around.
God, that must have been Will.
So,
who took it home then?
It was finished during the show.
And how was mine? Because I was particularly impressed by this. So I have I've got a brother-in-law who lives in America, and he sends me over weird stuff occasionally. Yeah. And it was cactus jelly.
Yes.
Did you try it?
Yes.
What do you think?
We all tried it. It tasted like a slightly sour strawberry jam.
I was going to say,
it was fine.
By jelly, you mean jam?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, but it's made out of cactus.
Is it deprickled?
Yeah, no, there was no pricks in there.
No, not down the... It wouldn't have been nice down the throat, would it? But the jam was, you know, it needed some toast.
Did someone not provide toast?
No, we had sort of spoonfuls.
Great.
Of jam. It was very, very strange.
Right, so this week, what have you got, Toby? It's your turn.
Do you want food first?
No, I think drink first.
Drink first. Right, I have one can. I've got cups for all of us.
Where is this purchased from?
This is actually purchased from a Chinese supermarket up on Duke Street.
Okay, all right.
And the first is something that I believe you can
Matt
get in
looks
England.
Scared. Look,
I am frightened. You see, this is the one reason why I couldn't be an armed celebrity to get me out of here, because the food, aside from not being a celebrity, it's the food thing that scares me. You know, the running, jumping, falling out of trees, it's the food.
This is a product of Thailand, although I believe you can get a fairly similar English version.
It's not
I've been
got
told
dog in it, has it?
It's pomegranate juice.
Oh, I've had that. That's all right.
I've had that before.
I don't
know. It's so strong, isn't it?
I have to say, I've never tried any of the things that got today, so I'm going to
let's
go
sup at the cup of pomegranate juice.
It's got lots of foreign language on it.
Okay. So while you're pouring now, I'm in need of a bit of a romantic interlude for a second. It's Valentine's Day. Oh.
It's another moment.
Oh. Actually, this isn't very good, is it? This is all about someone leaving you.
Looks not. That's not fitting.
This might be in keeping with the kind of night you're having tonight. Yeah.
So here we go.
Then. God, it stinks a bit, doesn't it?
It's a really strong smell and a strong taste, isn't it?
Just producer.
Yeah, give him some, yeah. Yeah. Oh, Matt's straight in there.
No, I haven't sipped it yet. I just stuck my nose in.
What does it smell of?
Okay, that's enough of the 80s love song. Thank you.
What does it smell of?
It's quite strong. I've had this before. You can get this.
I haven't given you very. Oh, my God, it stinks. Ugh.
Slightly warm as well.
I like that. That's nice. I've had this before.
That's not bad. I'll tell you what, mixes well with vodka.
This.
Probably would, yes.
Imagine
if you're really lonesome on a Valentine's night.
Yeah. If you're listening to this and you haven't got a date on Valentine's Day night, you know, a bit of 80s sad love songs there, and go and get yourself a nice bottle of Voddy and get yourself some pomegranate juice and some ice cubes.
The can is unbelievably heavy now. It's empty.
Is it?
Very strange.
Is that sort of? Oh, that is weird. Oh,
well, a well-made can.
Oh, you couldn't. You can't. That's interesting. Oh, bloke conversation. Cans in this country, you can squeeze in one hand, can't you?
Mm-hmm.
Can't do that with that. Look at that. I can't squeeze that. Bet you can't.
Oh my God, you're right.
Give it to Matt. See if you can squeeze it.
Come here.
Here we go. Prove you're manly enough for this show.
It's quite tough, isn't it? No, can't be done.
Not happening.
We've learned something on this week's Bloke Talk. Cans in Thailand, you can't crush. We're using your hand.
What do we think of it?
This is great. I like this. Yeah.
Fan.
Yeah, I'd have this. I'd probably want to mix it with something, but I'd have it.
It tastes like sort of non-alcoholic wine. Matt's finished his.
I thought it was a bit like flat Vimto. Fizzy Vimto that had gone flat.
Yeah, is it supposed to be fizzy? Because it's
no,
not.
No, I don't think so. It seems like a drink. So.
I think it's meant to be a bit colder than it was, because obviously it's been warmed
by
Toby's thighs, where it's been sat.
Right, shall we move on now? I've got some bowls here.
I want me dinner.
And the reason I've got bowls is because I've got a can here of something that my mum loves.
All right, hang on a second. Is this supposed to be cooked?
No.
Oh, what's it doing in a can, then?
It's not supposed to be cooked. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
This is a can of lychees in syrup. Oh. Have you ever tried lychees?
Yeah.
Do you know what they are?
Yeah,
what are they? I don't really know what they are.
They look like little radishes.
I'll tell you what, this is going to be a first. Watching you use a tin opener.
Sold by... Anyway, these are Chinese. I believe you get them in Chinese restaurants.
Well done.
Dropping spoons and forks all over myself now. So here we go. This is a strange...
Okay, you've got a tin opener there. It might take a bit of time. It is Valentine's Day. If you are listening to this, you might want to get in the romantic mood. Big love to you right now, that's all. It's Big Bazza. God, that'd be frightening, wouldn't it?
Right, Matt, I'm going to let you do the honours of serving these.
Oh,
up.
I don't know where I'm going.
Oh, yeah.
I've got four bowls here.
Oh, I thought they'd be pink and they're white.
Have a fork.
I've got a question. Whilst Bazza fades off into the distance and whilst we dole out the lychees.
They look like pickled onions.
They do.
Actually, remind me to ask my question in a second. I'll write it down. Question, otherwise I'll forget.
Two is more than
question. All right, what have we got here? Go on.
Right,
oh, they smell foul.
Just give me one. I don't like them.
Oh, they're horrible.
Oh, you don't put it all over.
You've got to have two.
Oh,
what's the matter with you?
They reek. That reeks. It's a horrible, horrible
smell.
They
actually look like kind of eyeballs.
What's the matter with you? You're such a girl, Wilkins.
I'm not good with it. I was a fussy eater to the age of 30.
Have you tried this, yet?
Which was like a few weeks ago.
They don't look very nice, do they? How would you describe
really
that?
They don't.
Go on, I need an eating utensil.
Reminds me of sweetbread.
Oh,
what?
You're not a fan.
That's not so bad then. Hang on. They look squidgy. Are they going to be squidgy?
No.
What do they taste of?
I'll try it.
It looks like it might be squidgy. Mm. Oh, it does smell.
Oh. Okay, here we go. Raw. Well, I don't like the texture. The flavour's okay.
Did you just spat it out?
It's like the white bit of a hard-boiled egg, but sweet. Isn't it?
It's actually... I don't like the texture.
No.
It's too slimy.
God, you two are embarrassing.
You don't look that happy.
I've just got a bit stuck in my teeth. That's all.
What would you have with those? Would that be
pudding? Have them as dessert.
Yeah, with some ice cream. That's what you do. Chuck us a few more in my bowl.
Really?
Oh!
Do you actually want more?
Serve me now. Serve you now. Carefully don't cut your fingers on the tin there. That's quite sharp. Obviously in China they don't have those ring pull tins, do they? Because we like those.
You started off by saying you didn't like these and now you want more.
I forgot. That's enough.
You're just a greedy man.
I am a greedy man.
Right, I've got one more thing.
Oh, I didn't know that. I wouldn't have asked for some more.
There's one more. Now, this is my favourite.
Hang on.
As you know, I have to have an innuendo in some of my food when I bring it after the initial poking.
Let me finish my lychees before you get out.
Sorry, right, okay.
I've got a question. Excuse me. We just had a bit of Barry White.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, sometimes you watch these films. Does anyone ever do that? Someone comes back to your house or flat and you put on, like, Otis Redding or the Barry White
Otis
Love
Redding's
album.
Brilliant.
Do people really do that? Because in my experience, that never, ever happens.
No. You have to have the CD on standby, don't you? It's never done.
Yeah, never happens.
You'd have to be well organised and pretty assured of yourself, wouldn't you, before going out on the porch?
I don't know anyone who actually...
It would be almost a risk, wouldn't it, to do it?
Yeah. Exactly. It would be the kiss of death, wouldn't it?
I don't know anyone who actually seduces people. Well, what I mean is that, hey, come into my pad. I've got some music. Put it on.
Barry White.
It doesn't happen in the real world. The real world is you're waiting for a cab, right? She's a little bit drunk, bit of a fumble, bit of a snog. You take her home. That's what happens. And you
that's
fall
what happened
the
with
door.
Sam with someone else, isn't it?
Oh, that's hurtful. That's hurtful. Let me just finish this one.
They look, it's like eating eyeballs, Duncan.
It's horrible.
Hang on. Right, I've got one last thing. Now, this is my favourite one. I don't have a clue what this is, and I'd be surprised if any of you do either. This is a packet of whore flakes.
Oh, superb.
That's H-A-W for anyone concerned. I'm going to let you do the honours, Duncan, because... honestly, I have no idea what these are. The woman in the shop said to me that I said, are they going to be nice? She said, they're sort of sweet and sour. And I said, what, are they sort of sweet? She said, no, they're not sweet. She couldn't really describe them. She said she's been eating them since she was small, though. So she was a fan. I told her that we'd come back.
Now, you see, this is interesting because I've just looked at the ingredients. You'll be surprised to learn it's got whore in it. along with sugar and water. Right, whore flakes.
So there's not much to them.
Hang on.
But sugar, water and whore is the... Yeah. I couldn't resist. Oh. Is that better or worse than pokey? I can't decide.
I think you've got a long way to go, pokey. Pass that to... Ah! I'll tell you what, if you haven't got the stomach for lychees, you will not be able to eat that. That really smells.
Horrendous.
Oh, it smells like fish food. You know, fish flakes you put in the top of the tank. It's that's pet food. That's not human food. That must
be
pet food.
Yeah, you sure this is?
She said she's been eating them all her life.
Yeah, she probably saw
you coming.
The young Englishman in his 20s coming to the Chinese food shop, and she thought, "Oh, I'll have a laugh with this one."
Hasn't been sold for a long time.
Anyone go online and find out what the translation of whore is?
Yeah, the producer's doing that.
It's got
thing
sunflower
is,
written
they're kind
on
of
the
like,
top.
That's weird.
It even looks like fish food.
Is it?
It looks like
what's
those...
What's it look like, Matt? Describe
oh, my God.
It.
It's so...
Little flakes.
You know the flaky stuff you get for fish tanks that you feed tropical fish with? It's like that, but...
They look like
bigger.
Sort of dark brown... Thing, like oh, bits of ones of those, you know, those crisp things that you get in church, like dark brown ones of that.
But this is not human consumption.
It is. It genuinely is.
She's having you on.
What we got?
Genuinely is right. Oh. Whore flakes are Chinese sweets made from the fruit whore of the Chinese whore. Chinese whore also frequently given away. I'm not surprised.
I'm leaving. I'm moving country.
Right. Chinese whore flakes, they're mistaken for drugs used as packing material, given up as offerings, immortalised in the names of song, the fourth best thing in the world, or an easy way to cheat parking meters. That's a great idea.
They're quite, quite.
It doesn't really say what they actually are.
You open up the packet, and what you've got these kind of like flakes about the size of a penny, aren't they?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
They look like the little pepperonis on
right,
pizza.
Am I going to be the first to try them?
Go on.
Here we go.
Pop it in.
Get yourself a whore flake. Is it chewy? What's it like?
Yeah, it's sort of chewy. It doesn't like. It's not flaky, as it were. It's a bit fruity.
Come on, Matt, down the hatch. Here we go. Oh.
Do you know what? It tastes a lot better than it smells.
It does.
It's actually
a bit fruity.
What's it taste like? It tastes like. It's like.
Really dried apricotty apple.
A bit like dried banana. It's got that same consistency of dried banana flakes buy.
Not a fan.
No, I don't like that.
With a weird aftertaste.
Notice how the producer hasn't even opened his packet.
What is it with Chinese people? If it's not pokey, it's all flakes.
I'd rather that than the lychees.
Really?
Really?
Mm, yeah, definitely. Give me the fish food any day.
I've got to be honest, I'm not a fan of either. I don't think I've done as well as last time.
Well, no, you've done... They're interesting stuff. So let's just recap for people who are listening to bloke talk. First of all, we had the drink, which was...
a pomegranate juice drink with indestructible can.
That is an amazing... I wonder how tough that can is. We should keep that and try and see if we can destroy it.
We should drop it out the tower.
Oh, God, I feel ill now. Then we had the tin of lychees.
Come on, you brought in boiled...
Roasted squid in the tin. Yeah. At least I ate it. Then we had the lychees.
Are they lychees or lychees?
Lychees, lychees.
In syrup. All right. That were a bit like eyeballs, but sweeter, I assume.
Then we had your whore flakes. Well, I've learned something today. I didn't know that whore was a, whatever it was you said it was.
It's a fruit.
It's a fruit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From the whore plant.
Whose turn is it next week? It'll be Laura's
turn.
And I'm not here next week, so when I come back, it'll be back to me, won't it?
It will indeed.
I'll have to pull a rabbit out of the hat.
Or just some food.
Have you ever had rabbit before?
I haven't, no.
I'm convinced we used to have rabbit pie at school.
You probably did. I love rabbit.
Back in the day.
They wouldn't do it now, would they? I've had sheep's eyeball before.
Have you?
Yeah.
When was that? Have we had this conversation?
Yeah, I think we might have done when I was in Egypt. I didn't know.
Oh, that's
but anyway,
right.
I feel like I've eaten eyeballs again tonight with those lychees.
What would you give the repaste out of 10 tonight? What would you give that?
The whole thing.
Just think about this for a second. You know, if someone's at home, they put the radio on, and they're there with their partner, and they might have had steak and chips, nice romantic meal. You know, a nice, got the old Jamie Oliver cookbook out, cooked up something nice, made an effort, and here we are with our whore flakes
and lychee.
What would you give the meal out of 10?
I would say probably about a 2.5.
I'm going for 4. What about you, Matt?
One. But here we go. If we gather it all up, there's your Valentine's meal for later, wouldn't you? Isn't it?
Yeah, if you're stuck for a pudding later.
There you
go. Yeah.
Enjoy.
Problem solved.
Just be careful when you offer her the whore flake. You know.
She might think I'm trying to bring in a third person on Valentine's Day.
Enough. That's good. I enjoyed that. That is lovely. The stuff you want to talk about, I've got this book here. I interviewed this lady yesterday. Have you heard of Dr. Pam Spur? Dr. Pam is someone who is a, she's an agony aunt. She's a life coach. She's a broadcaster and she's a sex writer. And I spoke to her on my show yesterday morning and...
About which part?
I won't go into it in too much detail. But anyway, she's got this book out and it's called Sizzling Sex, The Sex Doctor's 250 Hottest Tips, Tricks and Techniques. And I first discovered Dr. Pam because she used to be on a radio station in London where I used to work and she used to be on late at night. And all these men used to phone up and say, oh, Dr. Pam, I can't, you know, it's not working. And, you know, it's over too soon and stuff like that. And she's got a slightly American accent. So she would kind of like, you know, make them feel very much at ease and kind of like suggest certain things to maybe, you know, spice up their love life. And anyway, I've got this book and I want to kind of, I thought I might mention it before the end of the show because there's some fascinating things in here.
Family friendly, Duncan?
It's we have to choose our language and words very carefully. Right. We don't want to do anything to offend. But it is Valentine's Day.
It is.
And it's Valentine's
people
Day. And of
might
course,
need
you
help.
Know, people might be listening to this. They might have a little bit of romantic music coming out of the radio. And they might be thinking, what next?
Sounds very romantic.
Shall I,
some hip hop version of popcorn.
It gets going.
So, like, you might be thinking, I fancy a little bit of footy heaven.
Footy Heaven.
What's Footy Heaven?
Is that match of the day on Valentine's Day?
You might be... There's so many things here. I mean, you might
want to... get in trouble for watching the telly at the same time.
You might want to split the whisker, whatever that means.
Beg your pardon.
So we'll come back in a few moments' time. It is City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool.
Bloke Talk with Duncan Barks. City Talk 105.9.
But it would be nothing, nothing without a woman or a girl.
I feel quite sick. I do. Those hall flakes, there's something not nice about them. Anyway, it's Bloke Talk, and it's here on the Voice of Liverpool, City Talk 105.9. If you are listening to this on Saturday evening, then hello. Hope your weekend's going well. It's... February the 14th, and it is Valentine's Day, and you know, we're just seeing it as our duty to get you into the loving mood here on the Bloke Talk Show.
Who's that?
That's it's
Michael Atlantic Jackson. Star, isn't it?
Sounds like Michael Jackson to me.
Yeah, and that kind of didn't work, did it? Never mind.
There we go.
And apologies if we've got you out of the romantic mood, but we'll try again later. Yeah.
Well, we're here. If you're listening to this on Saturday night, we're here through until 9. Then between 9, you've got the girls' talk show.
Oh, boo.
With Kim. And I know they're talking about Valentine's Day and stuff. They're discussing, do you know what they're discussing? How, if you've been with the same bloke for, like, so many years, how can you still find them attractive? I found that a bit, you know, I'm going to be listening after 9 and found that a bit harsh.
I think we should say the same about women if they're going to say that about men.
Well, I don't know if it's true.
No, I agree. It's not true. But...
the problem being that if you're in a relationship for that long, you do tend to get the complaint that, oh, I see you as a brother now. That's a horrible thing.
Really?
To hear. Yeah, I've heard
that's a bit weird.
Oh, it's horrible.
That means no sex then, doesn't it?
Pretty much.
All right. What do we need to talk about? We need to talk about clothing.
Yes. Not just any, not just like what you wear, but the other day, it was Pee-Pee mentioned it to me. She saw me one day, not the next day, but the following day.
Right.
And I was wearing the same shirt the third day as it was the first day. Oh. Now, I had changed in between. I'd worn a different one in between. Yeah. But I want to know what you think is legitimate for the number of times you can wear something with... no wash. See, I do it twice with a shirt. What do you reckon?
Well, boxer shorts.
Yeah, no, boxers once.
Okay, you can put them on, okay, one day. Then for the next day, you just turn them around, right? And then you get a third day out of it if you turn it inside out.
And then inside out and back to front as well.
4 days.
Yeah, okay.
Never done it, though.
What about a shirt?
Shirt's difficult. Well, it depends. Depends on the time of year. You know, if it's summery and it's hot and you're working somewhere with no air conditioning and you've got big, you know, what I call onion rings under the armpits, you know, you don't want to be wearing that shirt again. That's just unpleasant.
No, I agree. If you've been...
But I find sometimes by the end of the week, if I had a kind of like quite busy week and I've forgotten to kind of like put things in the wash or I've forgotten to iron, and ironing's the pain, isn't it?
Yeah.
And even these shirts, they say are non-iron. Yeah, they lie.
Yeah, I bought one of them because I thought that's going to save my life. Lie. But you're right.
It's a lie.
Rubbish.
And I forget. And sometimes by Thursday or Friday, I do end up. And I don't know if I should admit this, but I do actually go through the Dobby basket.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Dobby basket. You know what the Dobby basket is, don't you?
Well, is this clothes that you can apply the sniff test to?
Well, yeah.
Sniff test.
But you can get them out. They're not quite the absolute dirty
they're
ones.
They're not soiled.
No, they're not.
Musty.
This is it. So all you do is get it out of the wash basket.
Yeah.
That'll do. We'll put it back on. It's had a day of freshening up with the other clothes.
You call it a wash basket. I call it a Dobby
basket. Why do you call it that?
And I don't know. My mum and dad used to always call it that. And every time I say it, people look at me. Maybe we could look it up on the interweb. Look up Dobby basket. See if it's just a peculiar Barks thing. Yeah. So yeah.
What about trousers?
You wouldn't wear clothing that's soiled again, but a little bit musty, you'd get away with it. I find cooking smells are not good either.
No.
Because, you know, if you
spill something down it, obviously it's a no-no.
Yeah.
But she was unimpressed.
What do you do with your shirt? You take it off, do you hang it somewhere?
Yeah.
Yeah?
If I've only worn it once, it gets hung, and then I wear it again another day.
Right.
And then I wash it. I tend to just do a big wash at the weekend.
What was her problem with that, then?
She said that was disgusting and you have to only
wear it. Very judgmental, Pete, isn't she? She doesn't like her chicken and pasta.
No.
Doesn't like you wearing shirts.
No.
Three days. twice in 3 days.
Yeah, no, apparently it's all wrong. You can only wear things once. And but you see, for me, what about trousers?
Do you know what?
Jeans, I hardly ever wash.
I tell you what, I bet you she's got that view because she doesn't do her own washing and ironing.
You might be right, I don't know if she does. She certainly lives with her parents.
It would change dramatically. If she had to do it, that would be it. Things would be recycled on a day-by-day basis. And it would, as Matt says, you'd be going...
That'll do.
Yeah, I'll just wear a bit more deodorant that day and that'll cover up the must.
What do you reckon? Jeans? Can they be worn more than once?
Jeans? I tend to wash jeans... I don't know. I get a good 5 or 6 wears out of jeans before they go in.
Oh, don't tell me your girlfriend wears a pair of jeans once and then washes them.
I would assume so. She said
that's just weird.
No, girls do that, though, don't they?
Black trousers that I wear for work, they go a week.
Yeah. See, you were talking about ironing before. I never iron anything.
Do you not?
I mean, I'm quite happy.
You're lucky that you don't have to wear a shirt for work.
Yeah, well, this is it. You see, I'm all right with T-shirts and things like that. But I find anything that comes out of the tumble dryer tends to be okay. So I just dry everything.
Tumble dryer.
Yeah, if you put it in the tumble dryer, clothes don't need ironing.
Tumble dryer.
It's like magic.
And that's how he ends up looking like that.
Are you not aware of climate change?
It's not so great. But
are you not
aware
of the world falling around us?
Are you aware that I can't iron?
I am. I got taught to iron by a girlfriend of mine called Sam, and she was
that
really good.
Not the Sam though.
What?
That you didn't.
No, she was never a girlfriend. She was never a girlfriend.
No, she wasn't. No, it's very interesting. I went out with one Sam. I desperately wanted to go out with the other Sam I mentioned. And there was another Sam of my acquaintance who, I think, if the wind was in the prevailing direction, I probably could have...
I think you've told us about her before. That's who I assumed you were talking about earlier. See,
this is it. I'm like...
No, this is the... Don't get confused over the Sams. This is the Sam I lived with.
Right.
And she was quite a feisty young thing.
Right.
And she... Because I like my shirts. I wear a lot of shirts. I like them. And particularly, I like gingham. This is just a plain denim shirt, but I like gingham.
Did she iron them for you?
No, she refused to, but she taught me how to iron. It was really good. You start off with the collar.
Right.
Good couple of strokes on the collar there. Then you do the back bit. You put it over the kind of pointy tip of the iron, and you do the bit that runs across your shoulders.
Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then you do the sleeves. Now, this is interesting. I believe that sleeves should have a good crease in them.
Right, so do you have the same view? This is
mainly important.
Because I've never really properly been taught how to iron.
I had an argument
once
with a Canadian who believes it's only the British who put really kind of sharp creases into their shirt sleeves. I don't know if it's true.
I don't know if it's only the British, but it's a British thing, isn't it?
Right. So then you do your arms, okay, and I like a good stiff kind of crease in my sleeves.
Right.
And then what you do, and you know, I'm providing a service tonight. Not only is it Valentine's Day and we have bursts of loving music just to get you in the romantic mood, but we also have the definitive guide to ironing.
The definitive guide.
Oh, a little bit, you know. Sure, what was in that pomegranate juice? So, what you do...
For once, it genuinely is.
Do you want to learn how to iron or not?
Yeah, no, sorry.
Right, so
quiet.
What you do is you've got the ironing board in front of you and then you put like all of the fabric over the ironing board and you start pulling it towards you bit by bit. Does that make sense?
I think so.
So the button bit, okay, you kind of like you put over and then you pull it a bit more and you iron a bit more and you pull it and stuff. So you do it that way and you'll have the best ever shirt ever.
When you do the sleeves, do you do both sides?
Yes.
You turn it round and do both sides of the sleeves?
Yes, of course you do.
Okay.
You want to look sharp, don't you?
Don't know.
Well,
you never manage it.
Well, yeah, I just become a bit kind of fuddled, really. But that's how, I can knock off a shirt in about 8 minutes.
8 minutes,
which
sounds
is quite
like
long.
A long time.
Yeah, I was going to say, that seems like a lot of work.
If you've got a few shirts, that's an hour.
But
we're
impressed with
can't
it.
Bother with that.
It is, you know, I went.
So how many women do you have knocking at your door each morning?
Let me tell you this story. Last Saturday,
and are they on?
And I've got to be really careful what I say and how I say it. Last Saturday, I had to go somewhere with my wife. Okay, and we were invited somewhere. And what happens when you're in a marriage or a relationship is sometimes one partner accepts on behalf of both of you, but doesn't always kind of maybe find out if you really want to go or if there's something else going on. And that was a similar kind of, actually, I don't know if I can tell this story because if they hear this, my wife would kill me.
Now.
And two, the people who we went to see will be mortified.
You've started.
And that'll be it. It'll be frosty stairs at the school gate. It won't be good. Anyway, we went somewhere. It was lovely. We had a great evening.
You didn't enjoy it, did you?
But the point was, is I was talking to one of the blokes there. He's 6'4", and he's an ex-rugby player. And he said, what did you do this afternoon? Did you watch the rugby? I said, I watched the rugby. because it was England against Italy. But I watched it while I was doing the ironing. And all of a sudden...
No,
he was cool about that. He wasn't judgmental.
Oh, I see. Okay.
His wife, quite fit, right? His wife said, ears pricked up. Did you hear that, darling? Duncan does the ironing. I was like, yeah. And she came over, she said, if only every man was like you. Yeah. So, no, whilst obviously I'm happily married to Mrs. B...
And she doesn't iron your clothes?
No, she doesn't. I do it. I occasionally iron some of hers. And I've got a little girl who seems to get through God knows how many clothes. And, you know, I iron her stuff as well. That's easy because she's very small. So you just need, like, iron, trouser leg, done. You don't have to do anything else with it. But, you know, sometimes being the bloke that irons, you know, it kind of works in your favour.
Yeah, but you had to go home alone. Well, with your wife, did you say alone? There was no real benefit to that woman hearing it, other than the fact that you started a domestic in someone else's relationship.
What it did is it sparked a little thought in my head that, should heaven forbid... Well, I mean, if I get fed up with the current Mrs. B, all right, and we go our separate ways...
Are you hinting at anything?
No, I'm quite happy at the moment.
On Valentine's Day
most
as well,
days,
yeah,
honestly. It is Valentine's Day. Pass me a shovel. then, you know, it just dawned on me that actually just dropping into a conversation somewhere with a woman who might be looking for love... That
by the way, I do my own ironing.
You're quite nifty with a tea foul. That could be quite a good thing.
Nearly as bad as... Do you know that I don't mind my girlfriend doesn't shave?
Now,
nearly as bad as that.
Talking of shaving, we've had an email in from Mark in Birkenhead, or as he's calling himself now, Lamb to the Slaughter.
Why would he call himself that?
Well, because, you know, this has been long running and it's kind of my fault. So we need to get our act into gear here. And Jonathan's a producer, we've been talking about this. It's not going to happen next week because I'm not here next week. So I don't know when we're going to do it. But, you know, I've got this idea of the Turkish barber. And, you know, I've told my Turkish barber story.
Yes.
Mark in Birkenhead wants to be the person who goes to have virtually everything removed at the Turkish barber.
Oh.
Apart from his eyebrows.
So his entire head, basically.
Well, I don't really understand it. He said, I was wondering, have you been to a Turkish barber yet? You see, this is what I like about our listeners. We mentioned this, what, 6 months ago? You know, they've got memories like elephants.
Yeah, well, I think every now and then I bring it up in a sort of moany way. But
he says, my reason for asking is if you haven't, I would like to volunteer my head for your show.
Brilliant.
Mm-hmm. Now, I quite like the idea of our show having a head. I like that. My failed attempt to grow the hair on top of my head needs removing. Looks nothing like it did when I was 20 years old. Or at the very least, tidying up, and my hit-and-miss attempt at a full set on the face is at best a 3-4 set. Does that make any sense to you?
It's a different language.
Now, I don't want to assume control of what goes on the show. Well, you'd have a bit of a rebellion on your hands.
Wouldn't go down
Laura's
well.
Laura's quite
would it?
Dangerous in her, if she's in a corner, isn't she? if you could, or even would do it, but I was thinking if you find a Turkish barber, you might be able to record your show from said Turkish establishment, and I'll sit there and have every hair removed from my head.
Brilliant.
Well, almost every hair. I'd like to keep my eyebrows if you're all right with that. No, I don't know. I mean, if you're gonna donate your head to bloke talk.
Come on, we don't want to make it look like he's got alopecia, do we?
That's a good point. So, Mark, thank you for emailing me. It's duncan@citytalk.fm. The problem, we don't have a Turkish barber in Liverpool.
Are you sure?
No, we don't have a Turkish barber. We have a barber who'll do you the kind of, you know, the open blade shave, which is what we're talking about. I doubt very much in Liverpool there's a barber who'll get the lighted tapers out and wave it under your nose and your ears to get rid of the hair, which is what the Turkish barber did to me when I was in Turkey, and I enjoyed
it. Is it legal in England for a Turkish barber to do that?
So we've got two choices. Either we find a Liverpool barber who does the open blade shaving, or we hop on a plane and we go to Turkey.
That's not a bad idea,
And give it the financial climate and the economy. And
I think it's a great idea.
I just don't think it's going to happen. So Mark, thank you for that. Have you ever done any of the old wetch, you know, the kind of...
Do you know what? I'm probably the least hairy 30-year-old you'll ever meet.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't shaved today. I've only got a little bit of just a tiny little... It doesn't even make much of a noise, you see.
I shaved 20 minutes ago.
Yeah, you're quite hairy, aren't you?
Yeah.
You're kind of like your 5 o'clock shadow appears at about 9 most mornings. That's interesting. How often, because we talked about clothing, and how often do you kind of like, you know, wear your shirts and stuff. How often do you shave?
When I think I look scruffy.
Because you're a journalist, you go out and about.
Yeah, sometimes I do go out. Funnily enough, today I went out and I thought to myself, maybe to be, you know, in a school meeting a headmaster, which is what I was doing.
Right.
I should have shaved this morning, I thought. But actually, there was no comment or issue or anything.
Do you feel scruffy if you don't shave?
No, because I can't be bothered to shave, and I've got really sensitive skin that, like, bleeds when I shave a lot.
Well, you can get that sensitive gel, can't you?
Doesn't work. Tried it.
Why? Are you lathering up properly? Have you got a shaving brush?
No.
I've got a great one.
I wonder whether having a shaving brush
Help.
Are you electric or blade?
Oh, blade.
Sound electric.
Blade. I have an electric one in a bag, an overnight bag, just in case, you know, sometimes when you go...
that's brilliant.
But I'm a blade man.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm a blade man.
But you have a brush.
I have a brush.
And does a brush, do you think a brush might help?
My brush is deliciously politically incorrect.
Really?
I can't tell you what it's made of because it's outlawed in this country.
Is it horse hair?
It was legal when it was purchased. Mm-hmm. Right. It's a very old one. But now, if you dared to sell and stock these things, there'd be funny hippies outside the shop with banners.
Is it made of something like elephant tusk? Is it ivory?
Might well be.
Is it?
It's old.
Fair enough.
But it's great. It's got badger hair on it. And what you do is you lather it all. The key to having a good shave, Tobe. So you're learning stuff today. I told you otherwise. Right. Now I'm going to teach you how to shave. You've got to get a good lather going. Yeah. You've got to put it on. You've got a really hot water as well. It opens up the pores.
Yeah. And you put the water on with your hands or with your brush as well?
No. What you do is you get the gel or your shaving soap in one hand, okay? Yeah. And your left hand normally, if you're right-handed, okay? If you're right-handed, you put the soap in your left. You get your brush, the one that hopefully is legal in this country.
Yeah.
And what you do is you work up a lather. Yeah. Work it up.
In your
and
hand.
Then you put it all over. You kind of paint it on. That's what you do.
But
like
you've
that.
Got a wet face by that point, presumably.
Well, of course you have, yeah.
Yeah. And have you put water on
then
your face?
Then you put down
hands.
The shaving brush, you pick up the blade, and you start upwards. You've got to go upwards against the grain to get a good shave.
Against the grain, right.
You've learned something, haven't you?
Well, I've always gone against the grain, but yes.
And on
I'll
that
just,
note,
I'll just make you feel better.
We'll end bloke talk for this week. Matt, thank you for being part of it. It's been good having you here.
Yeah,
please take the light cheese, lychees away with you. Have that as a
parting gift. I want the hoarflake. That's what I'm having.
Enjoy yourself with the hoarflake. Toby, happy Valentine's Day
you
night.
Too. You too. I'll see you next week.
I'm not here next week, so you've got Will Batchelor hosting Bloke Talk. This has been Bloke Talk on The Voice of Liverpool. Shut up. City Talk 105.9.
Listen, and log on to The Voice of Liverpool. City Talk 105.9.